would the untrained?
Just the most down. How's that?
I also had a box, sorry.
How about I just talk really loud?
Talk really loud.
Okay. I'm one of the unfriendly people from Ottawa, and what I'd like to know is, do you think that we have to change our image so that we stop being called unfriendly terrorists, as Mayor Lassman put it? All these negative things, you know, we're an anti-poverty organization. You know, we're working to change things. What are your views, any of you, on, and I've listened to the speeches, so I've got some idea of what it is that we need to do, but how do we get more people involved with us? If they're scared of us, if we're this scary organization of all these, you know, horrible people, we're going to take to the streets after this and terrorize Belleville,
I just kind of like to get your reaction back on that. Cool. I appreciate the sincerity of the question, but I think it contains within it some real dangers. I think if we have the attitude that what do we have to do to have them say nice things about us, what we have to do is be completely useless. and then they'll say all the nice things about us in the world. The truth is that the media is owned by billionaires. Now, if I was a billionaire, I would want to denounce through the newspaper that I owned the kind of initiatives that are coming out of this meeting. I would want to describe them as terrible. I would want to describe them as semi-terroristic. I would want to say that these people were a threat, that nobody should have anything to do with them. But you know what? In the final analysis, I'd be wasting my breath, or at least wasting my print, because the fact is that everywhere where people have organized seriously, they've been able to break through that kind of propaganda. They've been able to win people. And people are not going to be won to some syrupy, useless enterprise that changes nothing. People are going to be won to something that succeeds in challenging seriously, in a serious fashion, what we're up against. And it will be denounced, and it will be condemned, and it will be criminalized, and we'll face all these obstacles, but we can overcome them, and we can build something that is strong enough to break through their web of lies, to build our own communication network, and to achieve what needs to be achieved. But we are not going to do it if we keep limiting ourselves to this position of respectability. When the Days of Action happened, for example, in this province, and they showed a glimpse of the incredible power that existed at the labour movement. The first Day of Action in London, Ontario, cost the auto companies about $300 million, I understand. And that was just straight the power of working people that demonstrated there. But the format of the thing, the way it was actually organized, was this interminable quest for respectability. Now, every major union has a series of spin doctors and media consultants whose preoccupation is with how can we package this in such a way that the media will say nice things about it. If you're going to take $300 million out of the pockets of the corporations that run the autobots, believe me, they're not going to say nice things about you. And it's not just a waste of time, it's a dangerous diversion, and it disarms the movement. We want to have every major media outlet in this country foaming with hatred when the name the Ontario Common Front is mentioned, and we will overcome that, and we will defeat them and what they represent.
We've been informed that there was a police officer taking pictures here of our dangerous events. So sorry about your security. Also the bartender has also asked that the parking lots are slippery. So just for your safety, keep that in mind when you're walking on the parking lot. And if there is another question, let's... Sorry.
Now where's the cop?
He's left.
Oh, yeah.
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 Anyway, sorry, I should have brought it up, but I just thought it was kind of funny. Your question, please?
Good evening, panel. I just want to say that it has been a very enlightening evening for me. I have enjoyed all of the speakers. I think it's just terrific that they've come from so far away to address some real issues that concern a lot of us here. They concern us here in our community of Belleville. They concern us in the provincial. They concern us in Canada. And they also address concerns that concern us for the world. I think all of you have brought to light some things that are happening here and now, some ways that we can address them now and in the future. And one of the things that I wanted to bring to light here is I've listened to you addressed about Mike Harris's cuts and so on, and that's absolutely true. What Mike Harris, to me, when he was elected, and everyone thought, oh wow, here's a man who's going to address common sense things. Well, you know, more than any other premier in this province, he's given common sense a bad name. No one wants to be referred now as to having common sense. Because common sense means you create a crisis and you give it out to the people that it is a crisis. We have a crisis in health care. People, we better do something about it. But behind the scenes, we're laying off nurses. We're getting rid of them. We're closing hospitals. And then he says, he acts very surprised and said, my goodness, I don't think our healthcare system is sustainable. We'll have to do something about it. We'll have to give it to the private corporation. They will look after it for us. And they will do it better. Well, gosh, that sounds good to me, Barb. We're going to lose our hospital systems. We need healthcare. And so what are we going to do? Who's going to get rich from this? And who's going to get better care? I think if we look to our American neighbors to the south, we will see that health care isn't working there. There are millions without it. And unless you have the money to pay them, you don't get it. And so I'm opposed to Mike Harris's health cut ventures. I'm opposed to his welfare reform and his ability to cut unemployment and all of those things. I think one of the lessons that's brought home recently in the United States and brought it home to me really forcefully about corporatization is the wonderful story of Enron. Has anyone not heard of Enron and that wonderful energy company that robbed their employees? I mean, those executives stuffed their pockets. They didn't care about the average people. They didn't care about their workers. And they didn't care. All they thought of was corporate greed. And that's what we have right here in the province of Ontario. Is a lot of corporate greed and tapping on the back of some of our politicians. And our politicians are supposed to be democratically elected, and they really are supposed to be listening to us. Not to you, but to me. And again, I'd like to say to you that, yes, we can stand by, and we can go, and we can listen to them all again. But we really have to take a part. We have to get out there and be heard. And I appreciate all of you tonight that have given a lesson on being heard. Thank you.
On that note, maybe I'm going to make a quick sales pitch with the Tenant Action Group. And one of the things that we can do right here in Belleville is work to build a movement at a grassroots level. Look what six people can do in Belleville Tethered Action Group, plus the network of support from the Common Front that's helped us organize other things outside the meeting. But I mean, six dedicated people can host, can cook, can find other cooks, can... I don't need to elaborate. Six people can do a lot. If we could get 12, if we could get 15, or if we could have 20 more, the possibilities may be endless for what we can do in this community. Some of the places we want to go next are to possibly find an office so we can start working on handling cases in the town, whether that's someone who's been being evicted and the housing tribunal can't do anything for them, then maybe we could. Those are steps we want to take in Belleville. And I guess I can just say if you're interested in talking to the Tenant Action Group, we have members in here, like maybe just raise your hand, some of the Tenant Action Group members. Come and find us. We'd love to talk to you. We got a meeting coming up. Is it the 20th?
Yes.
And that's to talk about the Tory convention on March 23rd, when the Tories will decide who will lead Ontario until at least the election, we hope. All right, next question.
Post-September the 11th, the demonstrations in New York for the Quebec Commons Forum are probably the first big mass demonstrations since the anti-terrorist legislation.
Excuse me, can you speak up or into the mic?
Just post-September the 11th, the demonstrations in New York City for the World Economic Forum, I believe, was the sort of biggest event taking place since the anti-terrorist legislation went in. I don't know how many of you were there, but did you see that any of the anti-terror legislation was actually implemented, or did it impact the demonstrations? And if so, do you expect to see similar events like that occurring in Canada for any upcoming demonstrations that we do or actions that we implement?
Yeah, I went down to New York doing my own bit of summit hopping, I guess, but I was invited to speak. And New York City is a city that has 40,000 police, just normally. And just to put that in perspective, in Quebec City, there were about 5,000 out there, right? So New York had 40,000. Everywhere you went, there were police. They had police lined up in front of all the Starbucks and McDonald's and Nikes. And Midtown Manhattan, there's all those luxury boutiques and things. And they're just everywhere. It's a police state. New York's normally a police state, but just more so during the protests. In terms of the anti-terrorist legislation, I don't think it really reflected on what happened in New York, but just in general, what's very troubling are the resources that are being thrown at the police. One example I want to use is from Toronto. After September 11th, the Metro Police Intelligence Force got an increase in their budget of about $14 million. Now, I don't know everything the Metro Police Intelligence does, but I know some of what they do, and that is follow around activists. The head of Metro Police Intelligence, a guy by the name of Steve Irwin, I mean, I've seen him at practically every demonstration in Ontario and in Quebec in the last 2 years. And now he has $14 million more dollars to fool around with. That's what's troubling, I think. I think New York was good, even though there wasn't a shutdown of the meeting or what have you, and it was actually pretty quiet in terms of the protesters. Actually, Nightline, the American TV station, was following around some protesters. Just to give you an idea of how insidious the media is, they were following around some protesters and they were going to do a story on it, but they canned the story because there wasn't enough violence at the protest. So they're like, you know, we don't want to do the story anymore because they're really hoping that there was going to be, you know, violence in their terms. But New York was good in terms of, you know, taking that space back, especially in New York City. You know, you mentioned Enron beforehand. That was a real slogan in the streets. You know, we are Argentina, they're Enron. And one way of looking at the World Economic Forum or the WTO is that, you know, they're just thousands of Enrons, except Enron got caught and others haven't. Greed is a principle of capitalism, and it's not the exception, it's the rule. So in any case, I thought New York was good in that sense. But the anti-terrorist stuff that you're talking about, I think, is working on all of us. And it's on that sort of local level that I just talked about, Toronto, that I find really troubling, the resources that are being thrown out. And it's being justified in the fight against terrorism. But as far as I know, all Steve Irwin does all day is, you know, try to conceive ways to to try to shut down OCAP. And he has $14 million more dollars to do that, and that's something we should be responding to.